It is the Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Cuska, the sports director here for the company, filling in. Yeah, we're going to talk some sports. Coming up at 3, we're going to go through the proposal to change high school football playoffs in Wisconsin as proposed by coaches. And we'll talk to the head of the WFCA, the president, I should say, Brian Kaminsky, about that coming up in about 15 minutes. 3:30, going to talk Bucks and books with Jordan Tresky, who wrote a book on vintage era Milwaukee Bucks, late 60s, early 70s. We'll do that coming up at 3:30, and then make way for the Dom Salvia Show at 4. All of a sudden, the phone lines are lighting up, so we're going to turn them back to their cardio. We'll go to the first caller, again, 855-752-4842, talking about our favorite places in Wisconsin, or maybe places that we have to get to that we've never been to. We're talking about that a bit. Let's head to the phones, Cardi.
So a caller was not on the line, so we'll try to call her back. We'll try to get him back on the line.
Oh, got it. Never mind. All right. But don't be shy. You can call it 855-752-CIVIC. Call or text or leave a comment on the live stream page. It is fun to have the interaction with y'all throughout the show. Did go through some of the deadlines for local office as well. If you want to run, now is the time to get that in, because the April 1st election, the deadline to become a candidate for that ballot is January 7th. That is a week from Tuesday. So it is time to get that done if you want to be a candidate for local office. There are a couple of things that could extend that. One, if the person that's already in the seat that you're running for chooses not to become a candidate again without declaring non-candidacy, that actually extends the deadline by a few days. So if you're in that situation, that's one case where that could happen. And then there are later deadlines for filing ethics reports for people who are campaigning for a judicial seat. So there are a couple of deadlines that go beyond January 7th. But for the most part, if you want to run for local office of any kind, nonpartisan office, I should say, because technically circuit court judges and anything on the spring ballot, they're all nonpartisan. If you want to run for an office that is on the spring election ballot, you have to get your paperwork in by January 7th, a week from Tuesday. The clock is ticking. You got to get it done if you want to run for a local office. So I just want to make sure I got the word out about that today. That is something we have spent some time on as a news department, making sure we got the word out about. So, you know, local office is very important, because that is – I know people get really bent out of shape over the national politics in that thing, and that's a lot of what the show spends time on. But it's really your state and your local politics, those people, the elected officials, that are making a lot of the decisions that will more directly impact you. Whether it's, you know, approving, you know, a roadway to be fixed, or hiring plow drivers for the snow, or, you know, dealing with the rise in property taxes and things like that. All these things happen at multiple levels of government, but the nonpartisan elections are really where it starts in these spring elections, and they go under the radar a little bit. And if you've ever thought to yourself, hey, maybe I have an idea that could make things for the better, right? It's not that hard to get on a ballot, and the deadline to do that, again, is a week from Tuesday. Hard to believe we're already talking about elections in 2025 with that being a few days away, but that is where we're at on the calendar. And I know there's going to be a big statewide election for the state Supreme Court that's going to take up a lot of the election oxygen in the room, right? People are going to talk a lot about that, because that does have implications for people in the state. But there are a lot of things on the ballot. And I'm sure that if you have an interest in any of it, first of all, you can find out what's on your ballots by just going to your clerk's office, or at My Vote, you can see what's coming up on the ballot. But again, to run doesn't take a lot. You just have to get the handful of paperwork you have to fill out. You have to get that in by January 7th. So there you go, Cardi. Now we've told people how to run for local office. We have talked about some cool things to do in Wisconsin, places that, you know, that I've never been, that I would love to visit. There are a lot of state parks I haven't been to. You know, there's like a count. I think we have 72 state parks in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Is that right? No, that's how many counties we have. But we have a lot of state parks in Wisconsin. So I haven't been to a lot of them. I've been to maybe 30 of them, which is probably on the high end for the average person. But I how many have you been to, Cardi? Have you been to a lot of them?
I would say maybe
there are 50, by the way. So
close to about maybe 20 or 22 state parks I've been to. Or not state parks, but just parks in general located in the Wisconsin area, I would say I've been to.
So there's 50 state parks. There's state forests too, which I never, I guess in my head, I've been to probably 30 combined parks and forests because I live near Shawamigan. So that was an easy one to get to. And the state forests, you know, up in northwestern Wisconsin, I've been to a lot of those. But, you know, of the state parks, I think I've been to about 30 of them. And a lot of them have been in the central part of the state, obviously the northern part of the state as well. But there are a lot I haven't been to. Like there's one, the Tower State Park is one I haven't been to. They've got, you can see for miles from the top there. Like that's one I haven't been to. You know, there's a lot of really cool ones. You know, like right where I grew up, Lake Wissota has a great state park area right there. We always went on field trips there, so it was really cool to go. You know, you have the lake right there, and in the winter it's frozen over, so you actually go out and skate on it and things like that. So it's really cool. You know, but state parks in Wisconsin, there's so many. There's so many cool things to do. I know people have like the list of like state parks to go through, and they check off everyone they've been to. But I just feel like if you're looking at things to do in 2025, you want to set a resolution for yourself and you live here in Wisconsin, not only a state park or a trail or anything like that, like we've talked about, there are so many cool things to do in the state and so many places to get to. I got to believe that there's an adventure for you. You can make it a resolution and it would be too hard to cross off, especially because state parks are very inexpensive to get into. And if you buy a state park sticker, it's good for a year and you get into all of them for that one price, which is pretty amazing to me.
That's dope.
So pretty awesome. We're going to head to our next hour. It's great. Hour one in the books. We're heading to hour number two. It is the Maggie Don Show here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in. More coming up right after this.